Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And Rob Manfred was on WFAN in New York, and he was talking to them about a wide variety of ideas he has. Also, again, his timeline of when he's going to step away and retire, which is January of 2029. And he had two big ideas. One I'm all in on. The other one I'm not sold. The one idea that I love is the idea of a split season. Anybody that has any remote knowledge of minor league baseball knows that they split up their season and there's a first half and a second half, you know, champion. Yeah. And it allows you, I think, and the reason why I love it, if you're a fan of the Royals or any team, but let's just talk Royals, of course, if you have a bad first half of the season, you're not checked out in thinking that July and August is a waste of time. If your team has a great first half, all right, you already got that in the bag. Now you can just work on and trying to improve, you know, your roster for the postseason in that realm. You got 162 games, man. You have so much inventory. I love the idea of splitting up the season.
So he admitted that because of some of the way the statistics work, that season-long records work, that like he's got to be careful with it. Now, I think you could just records could be the split season, and stats are still just stats and they count.
Yeah.
For the entire year. So like that seems like a fairly easy process. I'm torn. You know, I love baseball and I'm not like, I don't think I consider myself a baseball traditionalist in the sense that everything has to be the way it used to be. Like I'm open to new ideas and new concepts, but like when it starts getting into gimmicky.
See, I don't think split's gimmicky. I think the in-season tournament and golden at bat is gimmicky.
Okay, so that's fair. Like, golden bat's gimmicky. Like,
totally.
Keep that the hell out of the game. That's not baseball.
I'm with you.
It doesn't need to be for anybody who's seen the Futurama episode, Blurn's Ball, and they're sitting around and Fry's like, he's like, but baseball is pretty. He's like, well, they finally spiced it up, huh? And so, like, it doesn't need to be, like, gimmicky and insane and, like, over the top. The in-season split thing, it's like, my initial instinct is that I don't like that. And, you know, I want you to just have to play 162 game season, but because baseball is so long, there is this like detriment of you have one major injury. If you're a small market ball club, right? You lose Tarek Skubal for the first half of the year and it could derail everything for you because of the economics of baseball. And the truth is the split season helps. And this is fairly simple. The small market teams more than it helps the big market teams. The big market teams don't have a hard time getting to 162. They don't have to wait to call up a prospect. They can do things that way. So part of me is like open to it. I'm not as sold as you, but I am open to it. The in-season tournament, I don't like care. That. I don't care about the NBAs. I don't care about, like, I don't care about in-season tournaments. They are just window dressing. And I don't see any reason to just put a window dressing tournament in the middle of the year.
I've told you with the 162 game schedule that you have and all the inventory for your baseball, instead of an in-season tournament, I just would like them once a month, if not twice a month, to do those marquee events, the Field of Dreams game. Last year, they had the NASCAR track, I think it was Bristol, where they had the Cincinnati Reds playing. Unfortunately, there was a rain delay, and it kind of ruined some of it. But, you know, they've done that. They played Rickwood Field, right? 2 years ago, I think it was, or whatever. They're to honor the Negro Leagues. I think it was, you know, Birmingham and all that. Like, that kind of stuff is cool. And they are bringing back Field of Dreams this year. I wish the Royals were in it, but they're not.
1 year, it would be nice, especially because of like the Monarchs connection and all that
stuff. So I think that is a much better path than trying to set up some like in-season playoff or in-season tournament. Just keep doing and coming up with new creative ways to spice up a regular season baseball game via these marquee games once a month, twice a month. And the split season, I know some people are against it. I don't think that's as gimmicky because you're really not altering all that much, except you're basically saying we're going to allow some team to clinch a playoff spot earlier than ever before. And still, like, that's not as gimmicky to me as,
and
like,
then what, rest season. Starters, and then you run into, like,
well, nobody's going to rest starters the back half of the season.
Every other sport does it. If I knew I had a playoff spot and it's locked up.
Well, if a guy's hurt, Cody, they're not benching Bobby Wood Jr. for a month and a half.
No, not bench for a month and a half. But what I fear is the minute stuff, the thing they're fighting in the NBA. If a team has a spot locked up, they stop, you know, they do hangover lineups all the time come late September. Yeah. What would stop a team from like, you know, normally Bobby would play through this little hamstring thing, but he's not for the next 3 weeks now. We got a playoff spot locked up. It becomes minute stuff. And like, just beyond the point of all these teams who keep trying to do these in-season tournaments are obviously just trying to follow the soccer model that works well. People care about the multiple trophies in European soccer. And they're like, we'll make them care here. No, you won't. Because we didn't grow up with it and we don't know it. Nobody cares about the NBA Cup.
There is
the product was better.
I would argue against
that,
though. So I went and I looked it up. There's a 90% increase in the NBA Cup viewership from last year. 90%. Like, I think there's more people are invested in the Cup because I think partially, to your point, Cody, it helps with load management. Like, if it's a game that counts and you know that you can get an extra $1 million as a player, like, I think there's extra incentives. Plus, the games count for the regular season. Like, this isn't a separate tournament where, like, I'm assuming baseball would do it the same way, where the in-season tournament games that were not semifinal or finals would count towards the regular season just as they do in the NBA. Like, all of the group stage matches and games count as regular season games. I don't think it would, yeah, it wouldn't separate itself. I think it would provide more intrigue potentially for, I'll be honest, for me particularly, if I know that it's
casual,
a game for a more casual baseball fan, I think I would be more locked into that.
I gotta say, I think that the one thing about like what Gold's saying, and this is where like NFL is going internationally and you can't beat him at that game. And because you have series and the way your schedule works, because you play games every night, you can't just like,
that makes it more difficult.
You can't
I think,
put them in Germany and play a game. But what baseball can do is what it was before. They can be America's pastime. They have 162 games a year. The Royals should play a game every year. They should play a series in Des Moines, Wichita, Nashville. They should take two series a year.
Take it around the region, yeah.
A road and a home series every year. And they should take it to small towns, big towns, specialized games, and let everybody across America get to consume your sport live and see it live and experience it live and have fan events based around it and recruit all of middle America and the small towns and all this other stuff and get and win baseball that way is what I think it should be. Because I don't think they can win the international game, Gold. They can do these specialty things, these winter classic style.
Special events to me is the easiest path forward for them, even if you don't want to do the in-season tournament. Just continue to build on the games, as we said, Field of Dreams, and they had the game at Fort Bragg, and you go on and on and on. They've done these. They've really only done it once a year, though. Like, they do it one time a year. I understand it's a ton of legwork, I'm sure, for Major League Baseball to put these marquee events together, but figure out a way to do one a month across the season.
The more you
go from there,
the greater infrastructure you will have to do it. It should be a series.
Someone texted in 913. This, I would agree with this. I just don't think it's going to happen. But 913-586-7965, Jay Southland, tow service text line from the 785. Someone says, just shorten the damn season. 162 is too many. Totally with you.
Yeah. But that's
we all agree.
Split season because
but they won't
they're
do,
not going to take games.
They
away.
Won't do it because it's revenue. But I'm with you. That's a simple answer. Yeah. Cut this thing down to 110 games. If I had my choice, I would cut the baseball season down to 110, start the season a month later, end the season a month earlier. We're not playing World Series baseball on October 30th when it's freezing outside. It makes no sense after playing 75% of the season when it's hot.
And to your point, Cody, like the Royals play the Cardinals. I don't know, play one of the games in Springfield where the Cardinals minor league team plays and then play another one up in Omaha.
I think spread yourself out.
Yeah, I don't know if I want them playing in minor league baseball stadiums once a month, but I hear you.
It's not once a month. One series a year, one home, one road.
Because I think for the reason that Cody's talking about, there's no you don't have to worry about building anything like around Bristol. You just go to the minor league ballpark and you just sell tickets. And I think it's
you go to Quad Cities and you have a major league series for three games. You go to the minor league cities first and then you spread it out.
It pays off to the minor league fans in that area, I guess, of your team.
Yes, you regionally make it interesting. You go play one series is in Columbia and you bring in everybody from Missouri. You just increase your regional fan base, that's all. I'd like someone to do the math. I'm not going to do it. Somebody do the math on what the Royals' second half record is in each of the last 10 years. I would be, because you talked about
it's much better than the first half. I know that without even looking. I know
they
it is.
They stink in April. They've stunk historically in April or in, I'd love to see how many more times they would have made the playoffs had it been a first half, second half situation and they could have made the playoffs in the second half run.
Yeah. No, I'm sure the numbers would pan out that the second half is stronger.